Diamondbacks rookie Anthony Bonda makes his big league debut against the Nationals Saturday, and Bryce Harper gives them a rude greeting in the first.
Front door breaking ball. See you later. Way up there. Harper did lose one. And on his 25th, it's 1-0 Washington.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I've ever seen a farther home run, folks. That ball was absolutely destroyed. My goodness. Wow.
Another swing and a miss. And that's it.
Let's get pitched to Bryce Harper.
First pitch is driven to left, and it's deep. And it's at the base of the wall, bounces in for a double. And Bryce Harper has another extra base hit. The Nats lead 2-1.
And Ryan Madsen out of the bullpen. Here's the set of the pitch. Breaking ball hit the ground slowly toward the middle. Defoe gets to it. He has it. He whips a strong throw to Zimmerman. And the side retired. Two out. Runner at first. The tying run. Bottom of the ninth. Nationals leading 4-3.
Swing and a miss. And the back end of the bullpen. The new guys do it again.
So the Nationals rebound after back-to-back losses. They improve to 58-38 on the season. Here's their manager, Dusty Baker.
Well, you know, his command and his poise and demeanor, you know, on the mound. And he doesn't look worried. He was looking worried before, you know what I mean? And his pitch count stayed relatively very low compared to before. He had this many pitches in five innings or six innings. And so, you know, looked like Tanner's back, you know, big time. And we needed to win that game for us and for him. And it's a good feeling when one of your guys, you know, has that, you know, that feeling. And you get that feeling. And the whole team gets that feeling. And so it's great to have Tanner throwing the ball again. I don't know, it keeps your head still. More than anything, but you know, I mean, that's more advantageous against left-handers that are after throwing, you know, breaking balls than it is against right-handers. And so, you know, it's pretty good, you know, hitting almost 340 when you're still tinkering and figuring it out. And that's what's encouraging, is the fact that he's trying ways to try to get better.
Bryce Harper continues to put up MVP-caliber numbers. He's now batting .338 for the season following his 2-for-5 performance on Saturday.
Just trying to have good at-bats. You know, I thought everybody had a pretty good good at-bats. You know, that young guy out there that throws the ball really hard, has good stuff, has good command. He's going to be really good in the next couple of years for sure. We got him this time and, got a few runs up there and won the ball game.
What's impressed you just about the way Madsen and Doolittle have pitched those innings, even when they get into jams, the way they get through it?
Yeah, I mean, Madsen's been great for us. Doolittle, seeing him come over and do the things he's doing, he never panics. You know, it's great to see. It's a lot of fun to have a back end like that. Possibly, hopefully, get one more guy in that pen and have a three-headed monster.
Sean Doolittle allows an unearned run in the ninth inning for Washington, but still picks up his second save with the club.
Exactly, making it easy on myself, I guess. You know, that's twice I've walked the leadoff guy, and like I said last time, anything can happen. Weird stuff starts happening when you do that. I really got to do a better job of managing that and getting the first guy out. But I come right back. I make a good pitch, and the throw gets away from him a little bit. But again, I started to settle down, and I was feeling better about my pitches. And then getting through Goldschmidt, you know, that's the biggest out you got to get. You got to be willing to trade one run there. So often is a case where you're trying to strike that guy out, you make a mistake, and he burns you. So fortunately, that was a big out for us right there.
You admitted in your Nats debut that you were pretty amped up. You had the adrenaline going as much as maybe back to your big league debut. How did it feel for you tonight in your second appearance with this curly W on your chest?
A lot better. It felt more like a normal save situation on the road. Business as usual. You always get a little bit extra adrenaline when you're coming in on the road and the crowd's on their feet, especially here when the roof's closed, it's really loud. So I felt much more under control tonight.
You're used to seeing Ryan Madsen come in and put up zeros as well out of your bullpen. What's it been like to watch his first few appearances as a National as well?
Fun to watch, man. I love that guy. And, he never stops working. He's been around the game a long time, and he's constantly trying to get better. And the success that he's been having has been really, really cool to see. And hopefully we can both keep it going.
Tanner Roark has now won back-to-back starts for Washington. He's 8-6 for the year with a 4.83 ERA.
And, you know, it felt good today, and just, you know, you got to throw it and keep it down and not try to make it break. And that's, you know, that's how I've been feeling lately, with especially with every pitch, which I've been feeling pretty good. So keep it rolling and keep hitting the ball.
The Nationals will go for the series win in the desert on Sunday when Steven Strasburg makes the start.